Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oil futures flip-flopped as markets reacted to news of the U.S. strike on Iranian nuclear sites. There are concerns that Iran's control over the Strait of Hormuz could allow them to sabotage the global oil trade. Joining us now, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill on Money, presented by Bucks County Estate Traders, a fine selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, good morning. Right now, markets seem to be fairly calm.
I can't explain any of this because short-term reactions are not really something that I concern myself with, but obviously a huge escalation of this conflict could cause a lot of issues. Now, I don't want to be too like, oh my God, run for the hills. And I don't want to be too like, oh, it's no big deal. It's a big deal. And as you said, the oil market has been reacting, but in some respects, what has saved the investing perspective of this, the oil market, is that we came into this period with oil prices down over the last year. And so if you look over, like, even with all the run-up in the last month, which is, by the way, oil prices up by about 20% in the last month, crude oil for the last year is still almost 9% lower than where we were. So yes, this is really important. Yes, this could change in a moment, depending on what happens the rest of the day. But for right this moment, we are not seeing a huge reaction. We're seeing, I think, what is somewhat appropriate. I also went in and checked out like what was going on with the gas price level. And so if you look at gas prices, the same story. Gas prices, according to AAA nationally, again, this is for a regular gallon, $3.22. Yes, it is up in the last few weeks. However, it's down from a year ago. A year ago, we were paying about $3.50 a gallon. Now we're paying $3.22 even with this unrest. So I think the real issue is how long does it persist and what happens from here? Markets will react accordingly.
Jill, let's talk Social Security. Last week, we got a warning that the trust fund will run dry by 2033. What does this mean in real terms? What's your level of concern?
You know, I used to be the kind of person who would say, let's not worry about this. So many people receive, you know, tens of millions of people receive Social Security and they vote. And so as a result, why would we worry? Except there is an issue at this point, which is it takes some courage politically to act. Right now, the Social Security system is suffering from some demographics, right? Baby boomers are retiring. There's not enough people to work to pay for the benefits that are promised. Well, according to the way Social Security is actually written, that there would be automatic cuts to the system in order to balance the books. And that means that by 2033, if Congress does not act to shore up the Social Security system, everyone who is receiving benefits and is going to receive benefits will see a 23% across-the-board reduction. Now, I mean, this is a pretty big deal. It's an easy fix, truly. Like, you could essentially raise the Social Security wage base, meaning the amount of money on which you pay those FICA taxes. You could say, okay, right now you could raise it from $176,000. You can put it all the way up to whatever, $300,000. You could increase the actual tax that is paid, that 6.2% by us as the employees and the employers. And you could gradually raise the retirement age, which, by the way, is my least favorite option because it really does punish people who work in physically demanding jobs. That said, it requires action. And if Congress is not going to act, then these automatic cuts will take place. So for right this second, what you can do right now is go into the Social Security website, ssa.gov, make sure you've got a record there, understand what your benefits are. And if you're not retired yet, you can project out and you can work in what would it mean to lose 20 or 25% of that money? What would I need to do? And of course, I would say use your voice, because if you don't talk to your Congress folks, they're not going to do anything. So let's not have automatic cuts take place. Let's take some matters into our own hands.
All right. Thank you, Jill. That's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joining us for Jill on Money.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.